This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock, way back Wednesday. The theme this week is 1962. I did 7 songs, and I picked you two. Do you know why I picked this?
Why do you think I didn't come back from break and just looked at you? Because I wanted you to take it, because I'm sure there's an explanation in here somewhere.
There's a great explanation for it. 50 years ago today, Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Yes.
And in this song, they talk about it. So I took the L on Way Back Wednesday, but I wanted to play this song as a hat tip.
Oh, so you're taking the L on purpose.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
He was playing for...
Absolutely.
For the public.
So I guess
the
other 7 winner by default, Joel.
No, the other 7 will be Way Back Wednesday, but I just felt socially this is a pretty significant day. And this is my ode to Martin Luther King on Way Back Wednesday. So there you go. So yeah, I picked 7 songs and then this one.
I just noticed it like right when I hit
you
copy.
You were freaking
paste.
Out about
why
it.
Why do you think I was laughing and looking?
Why
and
are you
I'm
playing
like,
this? I was like, I have a reason. When was this released?
I was trying to figure that out in the break.
90s, right?
Was it? So it was prior to 2000, right?
This was after the Joshua Tree? This was after Joshua Tree.
Was it?
I think so.
Because I just did it and somebody did a remake of it in 2016. That's not the one you want.
No.
It looks like it was 1984, released 1984.
Oh, okay.
So prior to 2000, but not 1962, but
so
that's okay.
It was pre Joshua Tree.
It was on the album. Where the hell was it? Pride in the Name of Love. B side of Boomerang 2. What?
No, that's Eddie Murphy. I'm talking. What album?
That's what it says. The Unforgettable Fire.
That's the album.
Here you go. Early morning, April 4. There you go. You didn't know that, did you, Nick? You learned
history
something today.
Lesson for you today,
no,
kid.
I did not. You knew that was in the song, too?
Yeah.
And they were talking about Martin Luther King. You
absolutely.
Knew that.
Absolutely. When you listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, 50 years ago.
When you and in Memphis, Tennessee. It's the balcony. It's the whole scenario. Yes.
Okay.
50 years ago today. Yeah, it is a great song.
Or it is a great song, I should say.
And well done by you, Barry. Tip of the cap. I'll give you on that.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, that was 50 years ago today. Sad day in our country.
No question about it. Great man, great leader, and a lot of things that got to people, unfortunately, after his death.
You know,
they realized
weird.
How prolific and meaningful he was.
Yeah, when you look at the 60s, it's weird to think about what went on in general as far as assassinations. It's not a thing that you see currently. I mean, there was the Reagan attempted assassination, but it just seems like in the 60s, so many civil rights leaders were dying. So many people that were agents of change, like the Kennedys, Bobby Kennedy, John F. Kennedy. I mean, it just always seems like somebody, there was an assassination for a public figure that was a leader that went against kind of the old way of thinking. You don't see it anymore, so it's which is awesome. That's great that we don't see it, but it's so weird that was a moment in our history,
no doubt,
where it occurred. I mean, Malcolm X was assassinated. A lot of people will tell you that, you know, it was a CIA thing or FBI. I mean, even though the gentleman was black that killed Malcolm X, same thing with Martin Luther King. I mean, Kennedy. So kind of a weird time in our country where there were so many people getting assassinated.
In 1962, music was assassinated.
It was that bad?
It was awful.
Don't worry. My list is going to save the day. Somebody actually texted the show and said, please tell me somebody is playing Booker T and the MG's Green Onions. That is actually my first Way Back Wednesday song. So whoever texted that, yeah, I got you.
But you're disqualified.
I'm POP holding it down. I am disqualified. I'm not going to win today. Mandy wanted to know, where can I watch this video? Not yet, Mandy. They haven't released the URL yet. They are beta testing it. So it'll be soon, though. If it's in beta testing, that means it'll be out pretty quickly.
And Chris, betas are also fish. So when you get your tank, you can add them.
Steelers fan Juan says, so far Joel is winning, but 2 twist songs?
So what?
Yeah, exactly. There was no choice.
What am I telling you? Exactly. There wasn't much to choose from.
You broke the rule. You can't have 2 songs from the same artist.
No, that's not true.
So
there is no rule. There is no rule.
It's over.
You broke the rule.
That makes me the winner because Bears already disqualified.
You should listen to the song before you put it on your damn list.
I like that Nick's just trying to get the L. Like, Bears already disqualified. So, Joel, you played two twist songs. You're disqualified.
Bah. I got something you could twist.
Somebody said, why did Biggio and Bagwell get a ring? Because they were consultants on the team.
Yeah, they're employees of the team, and it's the team's jurisdiction. But yeah, there was a lot of people that were asking me last night the same question.
Plus,
even if they weren't consultants,
if you're going to give one to an usher that's been there 25 years, come on.
Plus, yeah, they're not only consultants in a lot of ways, but they're actually instructors. They go down to spring training. They work with the team.
Yep.
They do a lot of that stuff. Although, if I'm Blummer, I give him credit. Because, you know, Biggio was mentioned in 05, and he was talking about how great he's got a ring now, stuff like that. He looked at Blummer twice. If I'm Blummer, I go, yeah, that one you didn't get in 05?
Yeah.
You should see the one I got.
The stories Bagwell was telling in the booth were outstanding. Did you hear the one about how he would have had more RBIs, but Biggio, like that ball that Correa hit inside the park home run?
Yep.
Bagwell said Biggio would have been standing on taking off his arm gear looking at it because he was so into the doubles. That even if he could score on an inside the park home run, he stopped his second. Pretty funny stories.
When he's a very private person, and he's not a very extroverted person. But for some reason, when he's in the booth with Jeff Blum, with that teammate connection and they like each other, he opens up a lot, and he brings a lot to the broadcast when he's on.
Yeah, he really does. I enjoy it. I enjoy those little stories.
But Craig is more politically correct, and you know.
Right.
Just trying to help the team and hopefully
he's a rah-rah guy. Yeah. Bagwell's going to cut loose a little bit. Somebody said, I'm 37, grew up with this music, makes me miss my parents, loving this. So
good.
Enjoying way back Wednesday. Barry gets a pass today. He's still in the run. Let's take a poll on whether or not we should take a poll.
Whoa.
I mean, we leave that to bloggers.
The people spoke.
Let's take a poll as to whether or not we should take a poll.
Yeah. Remember last time when we had a poll about a poll?
Yeah,
because somebody else was running polls.
Because everybody,
I'm
runs
willing
polls,
to not disqualify you,
including bloggers.
No, it's fine. I took the
L.
I'll
allow
it. I took the L.
I'll allow it. Disqualify him, you little DQ guy.
I took the L. I knew what I was getting myself into. It was worth it. I don't mind at all. I mean, I wanted to somehow bring it up and mention it. And that was a great way to do it.
I want the camera in Nick's room too because the look of confusion, freaking out on which song he was playing and if it was actually the right one.
He just kept yelling. He kept yelling at me. Was this released in 62? I don't understand.
Someone remake it? What's going on?
I'd rather you punk me on like during commercial breaks than on the air. That's why.
I don't get it.
And I'm trying to keep a straight face. And I know what's going on at this point. I figured I'm like, you're going to tell him or are you going to let it go?
Like you were freaking out, bro. It was like, I got you. Don't worry.
I got some behind the scenes video of you. So you be careful.
Just, all right. Yeah. You are the director now, not just the producer, you're producing and directing.
We got a question earlier that pertains to some football.
I was just going to rotate into some football, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the Patriots traded Brandon Cooks to the Rams for a first round pick and they swapped sixth and fourth round picks as well.
Yep.
So the Rams get a guy who, last year, when you look at statistically what he did, he had over 1,000 yards. I think how many touchdowns? Seven.
For all intents and purposes, he replaces Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, but he took more snaps than any receiver in the game.
Cooks did.
Yes, Brandon Cooks more snaps than anybody, and it wasn't really even close. As far as on the field, like for pass play receiving snaps, he had 770. Thielen was second with 692. Overall, total snaps, he was in on a lot of run plays as well, over 1,200 compared to 1,172 from Thielen. But the weird thing is, or the thing that this kind of tells you is, they're not getting rid of Gronk now, are they? Can they?
Well, they don't want to get rid of him.
No,
I think the biggest thing is they're waiting because they're a little concerned that Gronk's going to, if this happens once, it'll happen again. And assuming he does come back this year, it's not over. It seems like he's going to be on the fence every year now as one of those guys that may retire. Maybe not. I don't know. And Belichick's not one of those guys that likes to pussyfoot around.
Yeah, but I mean, the question was, do you think that the Texans could get Gronk? I mean, if they traded Gronk or if that was something that they did, sure, I think the Texans would be on that short list. But I don't think that happens because of the Cooks trade now. The fact that they traded Brandon Cooks to the Rams, to me, says, you know, they've got a decent receiving core, even without Brandon Cooks. But you still need that guy and a guy like Gronk. You're able to trade Brandon Cooks because
you have a security blanket.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You're able to trade Cooks because you have Gronk, but you can't get rid of both, and then you're stuck with Amendola or no Edelman. I get my slot white guys mixed up.
Wow.
But yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, you they're hanging on to Gronk now. That's what this trade told me.
Yeah, plus a lot of teams don't want the headache. Like I said, they don't want to deal with a guy that every year is going to be on the fence. And as long as Brady's there, he's going to want Gronk there. If Gronk's playing anywhere in the league, he's going to want him because that's the one guy he's been able to rely on and go to. From the standpoint of Cooks and what you were saying, too, from a deep ball threat, he had 16 receptions on passes thrown 20-plus yards down the field or longer, tied with DeAndre Hopkins, best in the NFL. So, yeah, and you know what? The first thing you look at here was he a bad apple? Because normally No, I'm just saying, that's what a lot of fans were asking, too. Like, oh, he must have been a bad locker room guy if the Patriots were willing to dump out that quick after getting him. And when you look at it closer, the Patriots worked for the last 2-3 months to try and sign him long-term, and he would not agree to terms and wanted to play it out. They're not going to, again, pussyfoot around and wait around so that they can lose him for nothing. So they traded him and got something for him. Now the one thing you got to keep an eye on with New England is they may look to trade up. Normally they trade out and trade down during the draft. But they have 2 twos, 2 ones. They're stockpiling picks. Yeah. And so it'll be interesting to watch and see what they do. They may take a couple of those picks and parlay them into a high draft pick.
This is who they have now. Edelman, Chris Hogan, Philip Dorsett, Kenny Britt, Cordarrelle Patterson, Riley McCarron, Cody Hollister, and Malcolm Mitchell. Malcolm Mitchell will probably be their deep threat now. But I was looking at an article on NFL.com and basically said Brady wasn't opposed to this. Like they didn't feel like Brandon Cooks fit perfectly into their system. So it wasn't that he was necessarily enamored with Cooks.
I can tell you what it was.
Sad to see him go.
He wasn't a great route runner.
That's what the article says, yeah.
He
run precise routes. He wasn't exactly a fit. He was a good speedster, but they look for guys to be more specific to their offense, and Cooks didn't fit that mold.
That is thanks to Tom Brady, for sure. So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. If you want to talk some football with us as we just switch gears a little bit, please feel free to do that. Otherwise, join
us song.
And let us know what's on your mind. I love how he self-proclaims his songs as great.
Are you denying the greatness of Booker T and the MG's Green Onions? Yes or no?
No. Told you I didn't even know the name of the song, but I recognized it, and I gave you credit in the
meeting.
I did
read somewhere that it was recorded in 1962, so you can't even lose, right, sir?
Excuse me, it was released in 1962.
I mean 1961.
It doesn't matter. It was released in 62. We went through that last year. Go to break.
Last week.
Go to break.
We went through that last week.
Released in 1964.
No, you're liars.
I am. Get out of here. But yeah. It's okay.
Are you guys done now?
Yeah, we'll be back right after this.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. Barry is cutting rug.
That's the jam right there.
Ray Charles sucks, but this one's good?
Yeah.
You're full of it. I almost did, too.
Great.
I almost did. 1962 music sucks.
It did. It really did. And I hate to say that any of Ray Charles' songs sucked, just because I'm such a fan of his perseverance and what he was able to go through in life. But yeah, not every one of his songs was a hit. Let's be honest.
No.
You got James Feamster hook, line, and sinker on the YouTube.
What happened?
He tweeted, "How in the hell did you two end up on the list? Was Bono even born in 62?
Settle down, James. Somebody said if you disqualify Barry, you're a racist. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Even though I repeated a song on my list, now I got to go find a new one. And I went to play the one.
And I tweeted it out already.
That's all right. That's whatever.
You're out.
Way to do a review, a quick check.
Oh, I get how we're not allowed to do anything with the stream. But yet you're here. You are shooting pictures out of us.
Yeah, I'm gonna take advantage of that for as long as I can. Word on the street says they actually are gonna put a camera in here, and I thought they weren't. Like they forgot about it or they changed their mind.
Good.
But I don't know if that's actually gonna happen.
Oh, it's happening. It's happening.
Princess. I mean, I'll dance. I just won't look as goofy as you.
No, it's happening, princess. Because what we're gonna do is we're gonna get them on a direct feed. Your camera only goes direct feed to El Jefe. and he just has free reign to do whatever
that would
he wants.
Suck.
And we would appreciate it so much we'd retweet it.
Yeah, that would suck. I don't wish that on anybody.
I do.
To be honest with you. What is this deal? Can you explain to me what's going on with the Masters and this dilly-dilly crap?
Okay, so here's the deal. I had it on the list yesterday. We didn't get to it. But this is the weird thing. But I've explained to you guys in the past that the Masters is really, you know, the way Jim Nantz always explained it, it's really not.
It's stuffy.
No, but
yeah, it is.
It's you know, it's an experience like no other, and for a lot of reasons. And one of the things is the fact that the members actually police during the tournament a lot of things. I've told you guys about how I know families that have had tickets in their family where they got six tickets, but they have a strict policy, no cell phones, and you have to check them at the front gate. And if you don't, and a member sees you, they'll take action. Everybody's like, yeah, what are they going to do? Well, one of my friends that had six tickets, guy bent down to tie his shoe, and in his breast pocket of his jacket, he had his cell phone. It slipped out. One of the members saw it. They were able to report it. They know who the guy is. They looked it up. He got a letter in the mail following the Masters that said, due to your negligence in bringing a cell phone when you're not supposed to, you now get five tickets instead of six.
So stupid.
So what the thing? One of the things they
at least hey, you know what though? At least they let black people in now.
Now,
yeah,
yeah. But one of the things they have also done, you know, because the other big thing I put on there is their merchandise. I mean, not their merchandise.
Well, I want to know about the dilly dilly thing.
I'm getting to it.
Well, damn, there's a long way to get to it.
Do I time you? Their food and beverages are still affordable. That's one of their things. Green wrappers on the course so it never looks like there's litter. And the other thing that
people didn't know about, everything's
in a green wrapper. So that blends with the course.
That's pretty smart. Maybe the Rangers should
do that. Now?
Okay. Maybe the Rangers should do that because during the Rangers series, did you see all the garbage that was blowing across there?
At one point.
I mean, typical Dallas. I mean, garbage people with garbage stuff.
Well, who was hitting? At one point, was it Gattis? He was hitting and a wrapper went flying and he had to call time and the umpire had to agree with him like it was distracting.
Yeah. Way to go, Dallas. Clean it up a little. Get some brown wrappers.
So they do. Sandwiches are still like $3. Sodas are like $1. So they try and keep their concessions too. But one of the other things that they've now done that people just got word of that I don't think they wanted to get out was they instructed all of their security people on the course covering all the holes. There are certain words and phrases when yelled, the people will be ejected from the grounds immediately. So, you know, like at the golf tournament when someone always yells Baba Booey.
Get in the hole.
Or get in the hole or all that other stuff.
I yell that at night sometimes too.
They have added the term dilly dilly.
Really?
So if anybody dilly-dillies during the tournament, they will be ejected or escorted from the ground.
The Masters is so stupid. That's the, like, let the fans have some fun. Why you gotta be, like, super uppity? No, listen, we won't have, there's some things we're not gonna have here. We're not gonna have you people enjoying yourselves. I don't want to see, if you laugh, you lose a ticket. Just know that. If you have a good time, you're gonna lose one of your tickets, all right?
But I'll tell you this.
Hmm?
One of the good things about it was Bud Light got a hold of it. So the end of the story is because they heard yesterday that the Masters had put Dilly Dilly on the list, they are now speed rushing over 1,000 shirts to Augusta that say Dilly Dilly. And they say if we can't say it, then we can wear it. And they're going to give out over 1,000 Dilly Dilly shirts to see if people will wear them at the Masters as they're going in the gates.
I like that. That is definitely awesome.
Good rebuttal from Bud Light.
Yes,
still,
indeed.
Still a bucket list.
The Masters?
Yeah, just because. But despite all these crazy rules that they've had in the past, I still want to. That and the Kentucky Derby is two places I want to go.
I've told you before.
They better. Oh, God. They better pray. CBS better pray that Tiger's in it. Makes the cut.
Doesn't matter. It's the Masters.
Yeah, it does matter.
You don't think less people
are going to watch?
Yes, but they will get eyes regardless because it's the Masters.
It matters significantly.
And I'm pulling for them. But I'm just saying, it should be on your bucket list.
I sent you my makeup song, by the way.
Even if you're not a sports fan, it's a pretty awesome experience. So,
I would agree. I would go.
Yeah, it's worth it.
They'd be like, oh, you're hanging out with black people. You lose a ticket.
Who sings this song?
Huh? I had to look.
I would guess.
DD Sharp.
I would no clue.
But you know what this sounds like? Remember I was talking about all the sounds?
Yeah.
The songs? Hey, Mr. Postman. This is called Mashed Potato Time.
I thought it was Mr. Postman.
I know.
Yeah.
This is Mashed Potato Time. But yet, rap music is not original.
Skip. I just know that anybody with the last name Sharp, Skip, is a song that we should be playing on the usual suspects, Skip. That's what I'm playing.
Those nails.
We're going to break. We'll be back. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the big show. Before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz, I will give you credit. This is a good song. I'm not like you. I don't kill everybody else to pump myself up. I think this
I believe
is a good song.
You saying that, you just did.
No.
Yeah.
I said this is a good song.
You just killed me to pump yourself
no.
up.
No. Pump this. Then suck it. Clarence.
Why did you... You stole my catchphrase, by the way.
No, I made
you
it...
You never said suck it. And now I say suck it, and you've stolen suck it.
I believe Nick...
This is
you
just...
may at least honestly side with me on this one.
No, I can't. I can't. Stick to your own. Stick to your own.
I have said, as much as What Up H-Town
yes.
is part of the show, I said that your phrase, suck it, should also be something that we should make a staple of the show to tell people
you
and
did.
Have t-shirts. You know what?
Ooh.
Suck it.
I wouldn't mind suck it. T-shirts.
I don't know if I...
We should have a t-shirt made where it's a, you know, when they do the lineup.
If you're a suspect, what up, H-Town? Yeah. And if not, suck it.
I vote no.
Yeah.
What do you mean you vote no?
I said vote. I didn't say I won't allow it. I said my vote is no.
Isn't that, wasn't suck it like a wasn't thing, like DX or something like that? Didn't that, wasn't that their thing?
It's not an we didn't originate that.
I got two words.
We made it a part of our show.
Suck it.
Of what we wouldn't get bleeped.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a couple catchphrases you can put on a t-shirt.
Here
you
we think
I can
go.
Put this
we'll
in my
pass
mouth?
On that. Put your tiny thing in mine. It's not supposed to bend that way. Three balls is better than one.
I'll suck it up for a minute and a half.
Soft pour corn.
It's going to have so much meat in my pants.
Oh, God. I'm still swallowing it.
Put the nuts in your mouth and it's great.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
One of those would be fantastic. Any one of the 10
did
that I just played.
Did you actually have all of those on a loop or did you have to fire those off individually?
I had to fire each one off.
You got a lot of enjoyment out of it, too.
Also, the most work he's ever done since this show started.
Wow.
Every time I come up with a drop, y'all always say that.
Y'all?
No, him having to click each one of those was the most work you've ever done.
Yeah, that was
click,
a lot.
Click, click, click.
His I need fingers, to sit down.
Like, he's got his finger in a sling now.
Well,
it's cramping.
No,
ow. It's cramped all up. I got that rhytis. I got that arthritis. No. It hurts.
His attention span right now is like spasming like someone with Tourette's because he had to focus on it for so long.
Oh, my goodness.
Clarence, Saints off season. Nothing else to bitch about. So you want to talk about golf. Barry's not happy with this, but what's up, man?
What do you mean not happy?
What's going on, guys?
Clarence, are you in front of a fan or a wind tunnel, or what are you? Why does it sound so bad?
Oh, because I'm outside. I'm enjoying this beautiful weather.
You can't be calling. You can't be calling in a wind tunnel. It's going to sound horrible.
I think it already has.
So you'd rather be called with porn in the background, Barry?
That would be fine. That would be fine. Okay, it's died down. Hurry, get your call in before the wind picks up.
Nah, I just put my hand over the phone, you know, like a smart person.
There you go. That's thinking. What's up, man?
Now he talked about golf, and I would like to speak for all brothers that prior to 1997, he didn't even pay attention to golf. Didn't even want to visit Augusta or any sort of reason like that. Now you tell me there's a ban list of words that you have to say. That makes me want to go even less now.
I'm with you, Clarence.
I mean, you up there drinking. They're allowed to have liquor there, are they?
Oh, yeah. There's liquor on every golf course. Have you not
what
seen
are they
the
called?
Term
hottie totties? That's all
no,
you're allowed to drink.
That's at mint, the Ole Miss games.
Mint juleps.
That's the Derby.
Sarsaparilla. That's all you're allowed to drink at the Masters.
The Masters, they do is serve as beer. It's like $3 a cup.
You like you get your choice of Jack Daniels and Tab, or you just get a sarsaparilla. One of the two.
Okay, first off, brothers, I mean, we are not about to pay $3 a cup for no beer.
Yeah, you are instead of $15. Stop it, Clarence. Yeah. Instead of $15, anybody's paying $3 a cup.
Clarence, I've seen plenty of black dudes drinking at the Astros and Rockets game. That's even cheaper than me.
Seriously.
And then we're standing out in the sun, and then you're telling us after we're getting all liquored up, we can't get on and cheer, and, you know, some words are going to slip out next thing, and we're getting thrown off, there's a fight. It'll be a whole debacle. That's why I don't see. Well, I would like to go to Augusta one
time. You wouldn't
be allowed in. I would just watch. I wouldn't.
No, you'd say dilly-dilly in the parking lot, and they wouldn't even let you on the grounds.
I'll say dilly-dilly in a car, and I'll probably be surrounded.
It's possible.
Yeah, I'm saying the golf is, I'm not going to say it's the best game in the world. I was just watching a par three contest with Jack Nicklaus, and I enjoyed that. But speaking from the brother's point of view, I don't, being allowed or not allowed, it wouldn't matter to us. As long as we got football, basketball, some baseball, it's all good.
Appreciate the call, Clarence. I got you. That was it was interesting.
Not his best effort. I'm just going to be honest. This wasn't his best effort.
Bregman with a single to left. Fisher scores. Astros up 3-2.
Just thought that's the kind of play-by-play I need.
Yeah. Also, been a apparently there was a squeeze play in the game. Gonzalez and with Altuve on third. A little squeeze action.
I like it. Hinch managing a little bit.
Yeah, I dig it. Playing some small ball. Proving they can play some small ball.
Plus, if you're A.J. Hinch, we've talked about how loaded this team is. A lot of times it takes a lot of the ability to have to strategize so much to create runs and opportunities because they do give you such great run support. But, yeah, it was good to see a little squeeze play early in the season. I like it. All right, we got one segment to go on the big show. We don't want you to go anywhere. So basically hang in there. We'll finish it off, put a bow on it, and then turn it over to Fred A.J. Jong and the Blitz, and they'll take you home till 7 o'clock. It's all right here on ESPN 97.5.
I was working in the lab late one night.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Not gonna lie.
I'm killing it.
No, I loved this song as a kid.
Oh, did they? Yeah?
Yeah.
Barry is the GGG of Way Back Wednesday. Everyone knows he won.
The one text that you get.
Notice how those...
I would never go to anything called the Masters.
Conveniently make it to the read list.
You'd be You're lucky I didn't read.
Definitely filtering out a bunch of these. How many W's did I get? Be honest.
None.
Not one?
None.
Not a single text.
But, Joel, you definitely don't want to be talking mess because there's a ton of tweets from your stalker that had a lot of pertinent information that I left out.
Sweet.
Yeah. I would never go to anything called the Masters. That was from OG Took. With you there. Dude, 1962 music blows. Yes.
Agreed.
Yes, it does.
I think I've stressed that point.
I suggested 99 for next week. Gail said no. I'm like 98, 97, or 96.
But then they bleep. I take it back. The Monster Mash is badass.
The Monster Mash was badass. The
same tweet texter. The same texter. That's hilarious. So obviously I won.
Oh, boy.
Even though I'm not qualified.
Sweet. RG3, one-year deal, Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, that's a bit of a surprise.
Odd, but again, you know what's coming next.
What?
If
Cap?
You're willing,
yep, where's Cap?
Yep, where's Cap? If you're willing to take a shot at a guy that completely has crapped the bed since his rookie year, where's Cap?
Does this give guys like Johnny Manziel hope?
Well, he's playing in that spring football league. He broke out. Did you see the cleats broke out?
You remember the commercial with Cam and that little kid? Yeah. That was warming up his arm. Is that Vince Young right now? Is he over there rotating the shoulder, getting loose? Like, oh, RG3 got a gig? Y'all hold my sweats.
Yeah.
I'm going to go warm
look,
up.
Look, everybody probably is looking at it that way. I mean, and then Johnny Manziel breaks out like the Jordan 11 cleats at practice today.
Not going to help you.
Good thing he doesn't like attention.
Does Tom Brady have his own cleats? You should wear those, Johnny. You should definitely try to wear.
Tom Brady's an Under Armour guy, but I don't think he's got his own cleats.
Well,
but.
Whatever. You should wear his.
Yeah. Not. So, and then this crazy story now, and I showed you a picture of it, but you got, again, you got to be careful on social media. Von Miller went fishing off the coast of Florida and caught a shark. Then he posted this big picture of it with the shark and the bloody head and everything else. And, of course, PETA saw it. And then they started to make some phone calls and do some investigating. And now it could be a violation in which Miller could face some sort of punishment because of the capturing of a shark.
So you can't catch a shark?
He was on a guided fishing tour. He landed a 9.5-foot hammerhead shark on the outing. And he posted photos and videos of the catch on social media. PETA saw the posts and took Miller and company to task, promising to ensure that Miller is held accountable if killing this animal was illegal.
Hold on. Right. If. So they don't even know. They're just like, look, if it's illegal to catch this shark, we're going to... Yeah, no kidding. And guess what? If you murder someone, the police are going to come and get you. But you got to murder someone first.
But again, following PETA's tweets... The Florida Wildlife Commission received the images, the video, and are looking into whether a violation occurred. Hammerheads are classified as a Group 3 shark, according to the commission's website, and the harvesting of them in state waters is a second-degree misdemeanor. In Florida, that means punishable by up to $500 and 60 days in jail.
PETA does some decent things. All right, and this is, I'll probably get a letter. Gal is going to get a letter from PETA because of what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. But PETA does some very good things for animals. They also do some of the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. I mean, PETA, there's a point where you go too far. There's a point where you take the protection of animals when you start to, there's some things that you've seen where they're like, oh, well, you know, if humans get killed, as long as no animals get killed. Like, PETA gets to the point where there's this line, right? And you don't cross certain lines. I just feel like PETA takes things too far. It's a shark. It's a fish. You don't even know. They don't even know if it's illegal to catch it. But, yeah, they're going to come out and talk all this mess. Like, go do something, PETA. Go save an actual endangered species.
Yeah.
Instead of just attacking.
He wasn't hiding it.
It was a preemptive attack. You don't even know if it's illegal yet, but you're going to go after him on social media and pound your chest. If this is illegal, well, if you guys were busy, you could go actually do something productive.
And here's the thing. If you're on a fishing commercial charter boat, that's not your responsibility. You're fishing with the charter. The charter is the one that's supposed to go, yeah, you're going to have to either let that go, catch and release, whatever you're going to do. But we can't do that because of these rules.
I just Googled real quick, PETA and sharks, and they were like, catch and release is mean.
Oh, boy.
What?
Yeah, then kill it. You let that's it go. Not mean.
Oh, it's because you put a hook in it. Well, you know what? That's it. You can't put a hook in a fish. No one eats fish anymore. It's not allowed. You can't use a net because that's cruel. Well, what do you say? Are you supposed to catch it with pillows? How are we catching fish now? We just hope it jumps in the boat, PETA? Is that what we're doing now? Can't use a hook. Can't use a net.
How did they do it back in the day? Didn't they just take an arrow and just bam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Who knows?
Some sharp object jabbed through the spine.
Some BS caveman PETA person was like, you can't bang a fish with a rock. You can't do that. That's not nice. Mm.
My wife's getting there, by the way.
She's getting to that point.
Ooh, we had one the other day because you know why?
I'm all for protecting animals when it's appropriate.
Look, we're animal lovers. Lisa goes a little far sometimes. Lisa's trying to tell me that fish have feelings, the same as an animal and a dog and everything. And I'm like, that's not true.
She's brainwashed.
Like, yes, they do.
Brainwashed.
And I'm like, no way.
Guess what? There's live bacteria in yogurt. Don't eat yogurt. Bacteria has feelings. You can't have yogurt. You're eating live sensitive bacteria. You're just killing it when you eat yogurt.
Now, I will say this, though.
Jesus,
He's not hiding it because, you know, he doesn't know that he's done anything wrong. But social media, too. Some of these idiots, I was watching the news this morning. You deserve extra punishment. These kids.
Fish have feelings.
Had some guy that they went to school with, right? And evidently they were acquaintances, but they wanted it. For some reason, they had some axe to grind to get the kid. So they go to his front door. And they said that they forgot something at his house that they were hanging out at the other day. And when he opens the door, they have a gun. So he shuts the door, and they shoot through the glass of the door, and it hits him in the shoulder, luckily. And he's going to be okay. Well, here's the problem. They Snapchatted and Instagrammed the entire video, and they put it out there. They deserve double punishment for stupidity.
Yeah,
dumb.
That's dumb.
Just real dumb. I don't know if you guys want to take this call, but that's up to you.
What is it, fishing? Hank, this has got to be OU Mike.
Go ahead, Barry.
Let's do it. Hank, you want to talk fishing?
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, I heard y'all talking about fishing. It got me thinking about the time I put a little fish food on my finger. And then I stuck my finger in the fish tank, and it kind of tickled, you know. And then I came out and I had a fish on my finger. Just funny story. Now, I just want to let you guys know. Love the show. Thanks again, guys. Go Houston Dynamo, by the way.
All right. Appreciate the call, Hank. That was
you
weird.
Understand any of that?
I mean,
he called from Pluto.
Fish fingers?
And he put fish food on his finger, and the fish nibbled
ate the
on
food
it.
Off his finger, and I don't know. And go Dynamo.
That's why I was kind of hesitant to take the call in the first place, honestly.
Well, these are
I
the kind of calls that Glenn Davis gets on Soccer
listen,
Matters.
The guy's name was Hank. Anyone, I would bet you a Joel's paycheck that there is no one that listens to this show named Hank. Not a single Hank in our list. Not a legit Hank.
Oh, well, because
and if you're going to call, text, or tweet, I need a screenshot of your driver's license. I need a video. I need a picture of your driver's license proving your name is Hank. There's no way that dude's name is Hank.
Our listeners are more proper. They go by Henry.
That's true.
They don't go by Hank. What was the chances when Hank's voice could be heard for the first time when you put the call through, Nick, that you were going to get, hello, guys, I'm a big fan of the show. Or were you going to get, hey, guys, I just want to tell you, I've been fishing with my fingers.
One time I put some fish food on the end of my penis, and I put it in my fish tank. Woo-hoo,
you know, my fish's favorite furniture store is fingers. You
know,
get
what
it?
You know what I called it? You know what I called it when I put that food on my thing and put it in there? Date night. It's what it called. Like, I had a fish. This whole fish have feelings thing, it's not a thing. It's not true. Fish don't have feelings. I had a goldfish.
I completely believe that.
I had a goldfish. I went out. I don't know why I bought a goldfish. I really don't. I just was like, this was like 7 years ago. So I was a grown ass man that went to a store and say, hey, I need a goldfish. So I bought this fish. You know what it did?
Died.
Nothing.
Oh.
It just looked at me and went, like, just made the circles with his stupid fish face. No feelings. None.
I got in trouble as a kid because for whatever reason, I just like going to the aquariums at the pet stores and like banging on the aquarium. And then the fish would kind of jerk. And then one of the customers like yelled at me
you
for
can't
doing that.
Knock on the tank.
Yeah.
Well, it hurts their ears.
I got yelled
dumbass.
At pretty bad.
Fish don't have ears, dummy. They feel the vibration. They don't have ears.
I don't bring up to Lisa that in college we had an Oscar.
A fish?
An Oscar is a fish. That is essentially
lives in a trash can.
Is essentially a piranha. That's a dad joke. You should get going.
That's
an
great.
Oscar is a piranha without teeth.
Really?
So we had a big tank with an Oscar in it.
So it's just a
feeding frenzy was entered. Everyone in my cube brought a chair in when it was time to feed the Oscar because you had the Oscar and you put in a couple of goldfish and you watched Shark Week.
Really?
Yeah.
How about those fighting fish? Have you ever took those fighting fish that are supposed to live by themselves and put them at the same time and like put them in the one tank?
Like fish cockfighting.
Yeah,
that ain't appropriate.
I'm not. I would never do that.
Yeah, you would.
No, I would not.
You're just the Michael Vick of
fish. I might have witnessed
someone else do it, but I didn't do it.
Nick Vick. The fish fighting.
Oh, you're getting the dong for that one.
You piece of crap human being. These fish, they know. They know.
You know, gong the garbage can for the Oscar. But
it was so quick. I wasn't quick on. I'm really quicker on stuff like this.
All these jokes.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
See, I'm just killing it with all these. You guys don't know.
Self-proclaimed again.
I just, you know, it just because it bothers you is the only reason I'll do it.
You're right. You and my wife have that in common. If it bothers me, do it again.
I don't understand do I think dogs have feelings?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Oh, that's a different story.
You're ridiculous if you don't believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The Michael Vick thing, inexcusable.
Now, do you guys talk to your dogs?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Like full on English sentences?
Yeah.
Like, did you miss me? And the dog's going, I don't know. I got to poop.
You can clearly tell that it likes the fact that you're talking to it when it
but
wags
it doesn't.
Its tail.
You could be like, who wants Triscuits and Like, dude. They don't. You could say any words as long as you make that inflection with your voice. Trust me, go home and recite the timetable. 9 times 8 is 72.
So you're saying that
the dog's gonna be like, oh, yeah, 72. Like, they don't know.
They encourage you to talk to your dog even if they don't understand what you're saying, which is 100% of the time.
They so want you to talk to plants, too. Okay?
By the way,
just remember that.
They have the vocabulary of a two-year-old, so there's dogs? Only a certain amount of words no. that they can digest. That's a fact that you can you can look it up on your internet.
Well, you got dog but here's facts the other now? Thing. You're just kicking dog
no,
facts
I know
over
them.
Here?
We are dog lovers. We have a lot of dogs.
Go inside, stay, sit down.
I was going to say, but here's the thing. Like,
if your two-year-old only knows those words, your two-year-old's a dumbass.
My dog, if you said, drop, if you say, take the tennis balls, drop them at the back door, drop them at the back door. Take the other, go get your stuffed soccer balls in the house when you drop the tennis ball. Go get them.
Well, your dogs are smarter than mine.
Okay. Through repetition, that's doing something. I don't go, hey, did you miss me? That's thing to say.
But if you go, if you're at the back door, you go drop them at the front door, drop them at the garage door, they're still going to go drop them at the back door.
Not
because
true.
Of the same inflection that you're using. I promise you.
I can say go get the ball and they'll go get the ball.
I can't prove it anymore because the dog died.
Go get the wall. Go get the wall.
Any and tone.
Go, yeah, exactly.
I can say go get the ball.
Go get the tire. Go get the tire and go get his ball.
No,
nope. Yeah.
It will not.
Yeah. My dog would be on the first floor of our townhouse, and I'd go upstairs to the bedroom, get your ball. Go all the way up to the store, up to the front, and if they could. And
Joel's, this was when you were single?
You'd have full on,
he's got five dogs now.
I know, but you'd have full-on conversations with him.
But yeah.
You guys.
I love that he's making that argument like we're idiots.
Yeah.
If you're onto something about the fishing thing.
Right.
But the dogs, no.
Now, if you guys were fish people, you'd be like, hey, fish have feelings.
Well, that's what we got hanged for.
Dumb dick. They have feelings, and you're making them cry. That's not water. Those are fish tears from all the feelings you've hurt.
I don't know what to say, so you go ahead and just sign off, sir. I don't know what to say.
All right, I'm done with this.
I don't have to say anything till Monday.
Yeah, you're gone, bro. We're going to miss you.
You are not.
Yeah, I am going to miss you.
Who's playing the role of me?
I believe Jerome Solomon is here tomorrow and Friday. Jerome Solomon is here tomorrow and Friday. We just need to remind him because he'll forget.
We want to support you through your sex change operation, Joel. Have a good 2 days.
Wow.
And if you get the condom out of your mouth, Nick, when it gets stuck in your throat, we'll
we
talk
support
to you
later. Don't send
choke.
Any hate text to 713-780.
If you guys were fish right now, you'd really be upset. Your feelings, both of them, would be hurt.
On that note, we'll turn it over to the Blitz. We'll take you home till 7. Fred and AJ are next. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5. They don't.